W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hello and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 motherfuckers.
If you're listening on Christmas, you're obviously having a hell of a holiday. Just saying.
Or you're driving.
Sure. Over the river and through the woods.
To grandmother's house.
You go. Right. Another short show. These are our abbreviated holiday editions of the shows.
So you have something, to remember us by.
Yeah, a little 15 minute nug for you.
Ooh, I got a nug for you.
Yeah, we may, you know, in the new year we may look at sort of revamping the shows a little bit, tweaking them ever so gently.
Tweaking it like a nipple.
Well, you know what? Here's the problem with that, though. Here's what I have found. Apparently, the ladies don't like the tweaking of the nipples as much as we enjoy doing it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, even when you're doing it ever so gently, I mean...
No, they don't. Of course they don't like their nipples. Who likes their nipple being tweaked?
Have you not watched pornography?
But I know enough to know that that's, like, fake. I feel like pornography is like the WWE of having sex.
Yeah, everything is bigger. So, yeah, I mean, sure, there's the little tweakage and you're like, oh, yeah.
Now, listen, Ludacris talked about it. You rub up on them. You don't tweak them. You rub up on them. You rub up on the titties. You don't tweak the titties. That's right. I mean, is that the way you rub up on them?
You rub up on them.
Well, I'm not talking about the titties. I'm talking about the nips.
But that's notice that there's no nip talk in there and there's a reason for it.
Well, look, let me just be real clear about this. And I'm going to stereotype just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
African American men not necessarily known for their foreplay skills.
What?
Yeah, just saying.
Oh, okay.
Not going down there, all that jazz. There's a lot of high talk about stuff. And by the way, you're telling me that porn's not real. You're telling me rap lyrics are exactly what's going down.
I think that. Listen, Ludacris speaks the truth.
It's right there in the name. Ludacris.
Hey, Luda.
It's right there in the name. Merry Christmas. Ludacris.
You got to rub up on them. Right. I know that. Right now, my wife's breasts, like they are off limits.
Well, yeah, they're
that's because if you tweak them, you're squirting.
They're a work zone.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It is a fucking work zone.
That's a work zone. That's not a play zone. That's not a playground. That's
I know.
A work zone.
I lost my wife's breasts when I had kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't get boobies anymore. She won't even let me. She's like, nope. Once it starts going, you're gonna have to keep eating. And I'm like, I don't want that much.
Oh, that's a terrible threat. It's a terrible threat.
Yeah, you know, I tweak nipples with my tongue. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do it with my fingers. So that's the way to think about it.
No teeth.
You got to get the babies out.
Come on, man. I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, I don't know about you, but there's a little, you got teasing and pleasing. You know what I'm saying? And like that teasing is pleasing. And like, sometimes that includes a little bit of teeth, but you don't want to talk about the teeth because nobody likes the idea of teeth. You know what I mean? So, but generally, like, no, you don't do fucking teeth.
Yeah. You got to go around to the molar, just all the way around to the molar. Give it a little grind.
You want
to
get like the way that Schwarzenegger has a cigar in his mouth. That's the way you want the nip in your mouth.
Yep.
Like
all the way off.
Like, and like, you have to like do the thing where you like open up the side of your mouth really wide, depending on the size of the nipple.
Sure.
I mean, sometimes, you know, some chicks have like, you know, like the little pea ones, and then some have like the like fucking 50 cent pieces.
Those aren't chicks.
No, they are.
No, they're not.
No, they are, dude.
No.
Dude, I don't know. I've seen.
They are chicks.
Yeah, there's nipples come in every size, shape, and way, man. I mean, I've had chicks that have like scrambled egg titties. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens. Like, you know, unfortunately, like, but like those nips look like some scrambled eggs, bro.
Wow.
It happens, man. Broken yolk. Wow. It's not a yolk. It's that yolk. That yolk. It's a completely just Jason podcast.
Here's a fun story for your Christmas day. A bride busted her groom cheating with six strippers at his bachelor party after hiring a professional bridesmaid to spy on him. The professional bridesmaid has revealed how she caught a groom cheating with six strippers.
Six. Is that really cheating though?
That sounds like a party.
That's what it sounds like.
Is that like cheating?
No, that's a party.
Yeah, that sounds like, I mean, like, when is he ever going to have six chicks on him again? The only time that six chicks are going to get you on you at once like that, unless you're like Wilt Chamberlain, is at your bachelor party.
Look, T wasn't having sex with six chicks. It was six chicks that were rubbing on him. That's it.
Rubbing their titties on him.
Yeah.
Well, Tiffany Wright, who's 36, was hired by the bride to spy on her future husband during a night out in London. The woman from Oxfordshire, who helped over 50 women with their weddings since setting up her business in 2016, told the Daily Mail how she was instructed to find out as much as possible about his bachelor party, or what they call a stag do. Said, I was given the groom's itinerary for the stag do, which was in London, and had the task of following him around secretly to check on his behavior. The night ended at a strip club in central London, where he was dragged up on stage by numerous strippers and lots of sex acts were instigated. What are these sex acts? After the performance, I watched as he invited them all into a private room and then had to witness his stags share banter about what was going on in there. So she's alleging that there was prostitution going on at this club, apparently. Now, when Tiffany told the bride what happened the next day, she was devastated and called the wedding off. The pro bridesmaid, who charges £5,000 a job, previously told Fabulous Digital her most bizarre request. She opened up about the time she flew to Ibiza to keep an eye on another stag do. She said, I had their whole itinerary as the bride managed to get it off the stags, so I always knew their plans. There was obviously distrust in the relationship. The groom didn't set a foot wrong, which I reported back. Tiffany had been hired to try on possible wedding dresses and even to ensure bridesmaids don't put on any weight for the wedding. Wow.
Fuck this bitch, man.
She did him a favor.
Right.
Yeah.
She said one bride had her mind set on which bridesmaids dresses she wanted and was concerned some of her curvier friends wouldn't fit or suit them, and so as a discreet way of helping them lose weight, organized a wellness weekend for them all, which is basically a weight loss boot camp.
Man, fuck this like.
Like, don't hate the player, hate the game. It's the brides.
These are horrible. It's the
brides. Look, it's the brides who are hiring. Look, if she can get this type of money from brides to do this, they're the ones with the issue, not her.
And they got a whole lot of issues. The fact that you would pay somebody. One, that you would pay anybody to do that, to spy on your...
Yeah, fucking A, man. Like, get the fuck out of here.
And to especially pay them £5,000. Yeah,
that's like $8,000, $9,000.
Yeah, like, you deserve... Like, no, you did him a favor.
You're right, but fuck that shit, though. Fuck that. Like, I mean, like...
As long as he didn't put it on his credit card.
Right?
Man, fucking A. That's still fucking... That's shitty, man.
Here's really the answer that you have to have. If you have so little trust in your partner that you think you need to pay someone several thousand dollars to follow them around, then you clearly don't trust them enough to marry them.
Yeah, you should.
So just don't get married.
Don't get married. Yeah. If one of your things you're thinking about doing before your wedding is, I think I should spy on my husband or my wife, probably shouldn't be getting married.
No.
No.
No, not at all. Because you clearly don't have the level of trust necessary to be in that relationship.
Or the ability to communicate with your significant other.
Right.
Or you're fucking around yourself.
Yeah, or you've been getting that dick on the side.
Projecting. Little projecting.
Ludacris has been rubbing up on your nipples.
Meanwhile, back here in our fair country, dreams led a Michigan man to a $500,000 lottery jackpot.
No.
Yeah, that's what the headline says. By the time you hear this, I hopefully have won either the Powerball or the Mega Millions.
I have.
Oh, you have. Okay, great. A Michigan man said a trio of prophetic dreams led him to a specific scratch-off lottery ticket that earned him a $500,000 jackpot. Jesse Frabola, who's 23, told Michigan lottery officials he followed instructions from his dreams when he bought $500,000 wild time scratch off tickets from Waz's Party Plus on Drummond Island. It's quite a mouthful. Said, I've had three dreams where I've won $500,000 playing this game. Ever since the first dream, I've been playing this game hoping the dream would come true, and here I am. He said the first five tickets turned out to be duds. He said, I wasn't expecting to win anything on the last one either, so when I scratched off a $500,000, I didn't believe it was real. I had tears in my eyes. Now, the winner said he plans to buy a new vehicle and invest the rest of his winnings. Winning definitely feels like my dreams, he said.
Somebody in his family was a druid.
So, yeah, that's a lottery dream. I really would love to win. I mean, you hear a lot of horror stories about people who win the lottery and it's like, oh, it turned out to be a nightmare because, you know, everybody came out of the woodwork and they wanted something. And for $500,000, I mean, especially if you're in California, that's not
going to go. Well, you could use it. You could, after you paid your taxes, you could put a down payment, pay your bills off and then make a down payment on a house.
Or if you bought a modest house, you could buy a house. Maybe even pay off a house, yeah. Something like that. Yeah. So it gets you to the point of zero where you're not having these huge living expenses, but it's not like, oh my God, I'm Luda rich or anything of that nature. Yeah. So that's not anything. Now you're talking about these $300 million jackpots. That's a whole other story.
I just let you guys know, if I do win the lottery, you guys won't know.
Well, here's the thing. Yes, I will. Because in California, you're not allowed to keep it secret.
Oh, I would keep it secret. You guys be like, Jason, I heard you the one live. Like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm still driving that fucking Malibu out there.
Right. He's got a 3-story smoker in his backyard.
Yeah.
Says my fucking house. Smoking whole cows.
One of those things. So
my folks play numbers off dreams all the damn time.
And how's that worked out?
Depends on which person it is. For some of them, it works out really, really well.
Well,
they don't play like the. They still play illegal numbers.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So here's
when you play like that, you got dream books and all that shit.
So for lotteries, do you play the lottery on the regular?
Generally. It's funny that with the way that we've come up with these big numbers now, we've become lottery snobs where we only play
right
if it's like over $100,000. Like you can't live off of $100 million. Like you can't live off $20 million.
That's not even worth my time.
Yeah.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't.
So I generally will get a ticket if I'm going out of town for work and I'm in like some small town, I'll usually buy one there because I'm like, okay, I'll probably win here have a more chance to win here than I do back in SAC.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't generally play. If it gets up, we'll play here and there. And I was like, you know, I'll play $20. So we did, and we're a little ahead on these shows, but so I took $20 out and I did $10 in quick picks and won $4. So I took the $4 and bought Powerball tickets and then put the other $10 on Mega Millions. So we'll see how that all works out. But I mean, even the Powerball is $125 million.
Yeah.
All it takes is one time with no winner to get to $100 million at this point. So it's not like it's a huge stretch.
Yeah. And I probably should check my tickets at some point.
I have the app. I have the app on my phone.
I had to do that.
Yeah. Get the California Lottery app. Yeah. It's the greatest thing ever because you can scan the ticket and then you know if you've won or not.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, I got $4. So, you know, when you go to the lottery retailer, I go, yeah, do this with it or whatever.
I'll do it if it gets really big. I might put some money on it if it gets really big. But that's usually through like an office pool or something like that.
Oh, I hate the office pools.
But the same time, like my dad, my biological father, Casey, he plays every single one. He plays the two draws a week and he pays like, he puts like $20-$40 each time. Like,
so he's invested.
And he won like 15,000, I think, one time or 18. Like he won like a considerable amount one time, but he still plays it. Like he plays every single one. Like when he would go out of town, he would give me his numbers, right, and the money, and be like, okay, you need to play these on Tuesday. You need to go in and get this.
What's really funny is you can actually buy them ahead of time now.
Yeah, well, that's he bought them on a weekly basis and still does. Actually, probably not because he lives in Arizona now, so. probably pays the Arizona one.
Right. You have those options and doing something like that. It's been such a weird year that I would absolutely love to win the lottery and just be able to close out and just go, fuck it, done. I'm out.
Good luck, players.
And the funny thing is, I still would have far less money than Anthony Rendon got to sign with the Angels.
Oh yeah.
Or Garrett Cole with the Yankees or anything like that. So.
Or Ludacris with his new record label.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Luda with the record label. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH podcast. That went by pretty quickly. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see you next time.